Nearly a third of taxi drivers feel unsafe while working, especially in the early hours of the morning. That's according to a survey of taxi drivers carried out by taxi app FreeNow, which also found taxi drivers' fear for their safety is growing, with a third of those surveyed feeling less safe than they did 12 months ago. Danny O'Gorman, General Manager at FreeNow Ireland, has been speaking to our reporter Sheila Nocton.
They are sometimes physically abused, sometimes verbally abused, and we're seeing increasing instances of racism in the car as well. Drivers have said that this is increasing year over year, and one of our recommendations from the report is to establish a dedicated Garda helpline for taxi drivers to report incidents. And also, there is no published data on violence against taxi drivers, so we really want that to be implemented so we can start informing policy and improving safety with accurate numbers.
That's Danny O'Gorman, General Manager at FreeNow Ireland. Let's hear from taxi drivers, speaking to our reporter Andrew Louth in Dublin City Centre this morning.
Well, I don't do nights anymore and I do days. It's not because of safety, but the general public, 95% of them are good. The other 5% are a bit bogey. Now, you'll run into a bogey more likely at night time than you will in the day.
Well, I don't feel really too safe at night time. You know, it's okay at this time of the day, going into the days, but yeah, I'm okay, you know, but I don't walk the nights anymore because of the safety aspect. It's a few things. People just don't have control of themselves when they seem to go out, between the drink and the drugs, and that's the way I kind of see it.
Generally, I feel the safe, yeah. I have no problem. But issue with if someone like a customer try to skip, they don't to pay, yeah. This kind of customer, sometimes they feel like not safe.
I love night work. I've never had any problem with night work.
Can you see why a lot might feel unsafe, though?
I do. There are people getting into the car that, you know what I mean, have drink taken and maybe drugs taken. And there's huge uncertainty there.
I don't do the nights anymore now, but a lot of fellas here, young men, won't do nights. You could be just stuck in traffic and fellas come along and start kicking your car.
Around the city, late at night, the pubs close. Obviously, there's people with alcohol and with drugs. It's like you could be in the wrong place at the wrong time. But myself, I'm doing this a long time, and I've never had any kind of violence participated against me.
Taxi drivers with Andrew Louth in Dublin City Centre this morning. Ray O'Donoghue is with us. He's nighttime economy advisor for Dublin City. Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
That's a lot of taxi drivers who don't feel unsafe, say it's getting worse, and apart from one man, there are more who don't do nights. What do you think?
Well, I think we need to bring in some initiatives to change that narrative. And I think Marshall Taxi Ranks or Taxi Areas works in Edinburgh, Manchester, Amsterdam, works all around the world, really. And it's something that we used to have ranks and I think it's something we should bring back, or even have an area that's stewards, marshals. And it has a calming effect on people, I think. And I think that would help with between the taxi drivers, passengers. I really think that's something that should be brought in.
In the survey, taxi drivers say they're feeling increasingly unsafe. What's happening? What's changing?
Well, that is a worrying statistic, but I think we... I think there's initiatives as well around CCTV. 82% of the public would support CCTV in taxis. I think it's only 58% of taxi drivers. That's to do with costs and so on. But I think that's something else that could change that narrative.
There are calls in the report by FreeNow by taxi drivers for a dedicated hotline to Gardaí. Is that possible?
Again, I can't speak for the guards or the Department of Justice, but I know, again, it's something that works in the UK, works in Australia. It's literally a hotline to the guards. And I think some places have protocols of how to deal with taxi evasion if somebody runs out of the car. And, you know, the protocol involved in what exactly they do once that happens, I think that's something that could potentially be introduced as well.
Ray O'Donoghue, nighttime economy advisor for Dublin City. Thank you for speaking with us. 8 minutes to 9.